Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, here with Steph Salazar.
Hello.
Hello.
Also, hello to Tiff, who is producing.
Hello. Women everywhere today.
Women everywhere today. What's going on?
Women everywhere today. And so appropriate, too, because it is National Girls and Women in Sports Day, a holiday that I personally love. And
me too.
I love that every year it gets a little more attention. And I feel like this is going to be a real good one.
I think so, too. There were so many tweets out today from different, like, teams and media. The MLB posted a really cool tweet. So it feels like a great day to be a woman.
It's
like
such,
every day.
It is such a great... Honestly, this is, like, such a fun era. I mean, if you're not living in, like, Texas, it's a great time to be a woman in general.
Exactly.
If you can receive health care, then, yeah, it's a great time to be a woman. I was not trying. I said I wasn't going to get political. I said I wasn't going to cry. Okay. No, we're going to have, like, a really fun show. The Brads, Dads, and Chads, you guys are welcome here.
All is welcome. All Brads, all Dads, all Chads. We love you.
Trivia question. Have the Rockies had more Brads or more Chads?
I thought about this and I feel like it's Brads.
It's actually really close, but it's actually Chads.
It's Chads!
Oh, no. But there are many Dads.
Tons of Chads.
So many Dads.
How many Chads have the Rockies actually had then?
Three Chads, four Brads.
Oh, that is close.
Yeah, very close.
That was so
very
close.
One of our recent Chads, Chad Cool, did happen to be at the game in Baltimore where Taylor Swift was, that AFC championship game.
Ooh, did he get to see Taylor?
I think he did see her.
So
I think
jealous.
He could see where she was, like from the suites.
Right.
Or from down there.
Yeah.
Because his wife, Amanda... Mm-hmm. Both of them are Delaware natives, but I guess Delaware can kind of go either way. I guess she's on the Ravens fan side of it.
Okay.
But I think her dad has season tickets, so like...
Oh, okay.
Chad and the dad.
And he is a dad.
Yes.
Oh.
So like, it was a great day to be on Twitter.
Oh, I love that. I love how excited people get to see Taylor in like the suites.
Yeah.
And like, just like living like her best little life. I hate the team she cheers for.
I know you do.
I hate them so much. It's not even funny.
I know.
But I love how excited people get just to like get like a glimpse of her.
I mean, listen, I'm not fond of them either. Like they just beat my team in the most recent Super Bowl.
True.
You know, I kind of don't like them either.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I like Travis Kelce. I have a soft spot for him because he's the brother of one of my favorite Eagles.
Right. So how can you not?
So like, I gotta love the family, and they're also from Cleveland, and like,
say.
I love Cleveland. Like, I
they're from your favorite city
from
in
my
America.
Favorite city. It's like honestly, like my favorite city in the world. Paris. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Cleveland? Yes.
She's not lying either. Like, anytime someone brings up Cleveland, Suze is ready with, like, the things to do, the things to see, how great Cleveland is. And I just sit in awe because I've never been there.
Wait, I can't. It's, like, insane that, like, you've never been to Cleveland.
I know. It's crazy. It's
like, oh, my gosh. I can't even right now. I can even, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. We're going to talk a little bit about Taylor Swift. Of course, you saw the thumbnail, the title. We're just having fun with it. Who cares?
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. Steph has some very relevant trivia.
So I'm really excited about this trivia. Who is the first person to play in the World Series and in a Super Bowl?
Was it... someone that we know here in Colorado.
It is someone that we know here in Colorado. He's well known.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Boulder.
Does he get mail in Boulder?
He gets mail in Boulder.
Does he get his mail there?
I think he loves Colorado more than I love Colorado. And I love Colorado.
Gotta be Deion Sanders.
It's Coach Prime.
Who is rebranded to Coach Prime.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. So obviously, like, I love Coach Prime. Obviously, I don't remember his playing days. Like, I was way too young to ever absorb that. But, like, obviously, like, knew what he accomplished. So, like, when I was back east for Thanksgiving, we were trying to watch the CU game.
Yeah.
Of course, impossible to get on TV out there. But my uncle, we're all Philly natives, he was like, I fucking hate Deion Sanders. I was like, what?
How can you hate Deion Sanders?
Because he played for the Braves.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, he also played for the Cowboys.
And we also fucking hate the Cowboys.
And we hate the Cowboys. But, like, I love Deion.
I love Deion so much now. And, of course, yeah, I don't remember him beating up on the Phillies. I don't remember... Yeah. I don't remember his playing days at all.
Me either. Like, other than like the documentaries and like the news and stuff like that, I don't remember.
Everything I've heard after the fact.
Yeah.
But apparently my family's also so full of haters. My mom has like so many random things she hates. One of them we will talk about. We're going to roast Billy Joel a little bit, very lightly. And it's relevant because one, we just saw him at the Grammys, and two, we are going to see him at Coors Field.
He is one of, I think it's three concerts coming to Coors Field, and he's one of them.
Because there's like, whatchamacallit, Def Leppard.
And then Kane Brown.
Right.
Is in August.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's those three. All different genres of music.
They're just like really like casting a wide net.
They want you all to go to Coors Field.
Like, we don't even care if there's a game going on. Yeah. You don't even care if there's a game going on. Don't. Just come on in. I wish the rooftop bar was open year round. I feel like people would go to it.
Or at least I'm surprised that the what's the one downstairs? The Blue Moon.
Oh yeah, the Sandlot.
Yeah, the Sandlot.
That's the word we're looking for.
I'm surprised that one's not open year round because it's a great location. It's like on the bottom floor of Coors Fields.
Yeah,
and there's tons of cool history there.
I would stumble in.
Me too.
I would stumble in for a drink.
Yeah, and you could watch some sports.
Yeah.
Just peek out at Coors Fields.
Like, Dick, what are we doing here? Like, we could be turning profits.
I was gonna say that's a moneymaker too, and you know he's into that.
We could be making money off of this off season, and also make up for some of the money that we're not gonna get in the TV rights deal.
Yes. So see, there's things that can be done.
We're geniuses. We are literally the smartest people I've ever met. And also, this is why girls and women in sports get to have a holiday. I loved, we've seen a lot of posts from so many different outlets. Mm-hmm. The Rockies posted this. The Rockies posted all of the women. I think this is a lot of them. But yeah, they posted a great group pic. Quote, we are proud to have incredible women working in executive ops, baseball ops, ballpark ops, communications, community and retail ops,
everywhere.
Corporate partnerships, human resources, ticket sales, operations, sales and marketing, finance and legal. Long story short, this is a big, long way of saying like, hey, they have a lot of women who work here.
Mm-hmm.
And also like in roles that are like typically like boy jobs, you know?
Exactly. I know. I love the fact that they listed everywhere that the women work. So you don't see them just as like a front office, like assistant or like a typical woman job, but like they're literally sprinkled around everywhere in this organization, which I think is so awesome.
Yeah. Like I love that there's women in baseball ops.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we need more of that because listen, women be smart too. Okay.
We need women in the grounds crew next.
Oh,
because I feel like women have green thumbs. Like, they know how to take care of some grass.
I feel like there's gotta... Yeah. I feel like I could.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I don't have a lawn. I don't know how to do one.
I think I could until I get out there. And then I'm gonna, like, step on the grass or trip on the base and...
I think I can do a lot of things, you know?
You can. You can, Suze.
I mean, I can, but also there's a lot of things that I'm like, oh, I can do that, and I very much cannot. But it's okay.
But at least you try.
I just think that we, all of us women, should live our lives like mediocre white dudes do.
Exactly.
With that blind confidence.
I want the confidence of a mediocre white dude, or like a frat bro living like in his 30s.
Yeah. All you have to do is like look at anything and say, I deserve that.
And they get it.
I have no supporting details, but I deserve it.
And they get it.
And we can get it too. This kind of reminds me of a story though. We were talking a little bit about this right before the show, but there was a time, funny enough, when we were all at the Taylor Swift concert, the Saturday show in Denver, by the way, if you were there, shout out. There was a guy sitting in front of me and our friend Anna,
mm-hmm.
who was wearing the purple Nolan Arenado jersey.
Which I love the fact that he wore this jersey to the concert.
Because his girlfriend, you know, dragged him to the concert. He's like, I'll wear purple, but like, I'm making it Rockies.
And it worked. It was the Speak Now era. I think it was a week after Speak Now came out.
It literally was the week after.
I love it.
So I took a picture of like the back of him and like the view of the stage. Cause it really was like such a cool packed stadium.
Yeah.
And the dude like follows DNVR Rockies. He turns around. He like realizes I'm the one who took the picture. And he goes like, oh, do you know the guy who runs this account? And I was like, I am the guy.
I am the guy.
I am
the guy. Oh my gosh.
I know. This happened in like local news a lot too, where like I was an MMJ. So like I was a reporter who often shot her own stories.
Right.
So I'd be like walking around with my camera, but like also like in a dress, and like I would show up at a story and like it was always like an older man who would ask me this.
Yeah, naturally.
But they'd be like, where's your cameraman? And I'd be like, I am my cameraman.
I'm a one woman show.
I know.
I could do it all.
Women can do it all. But should we? Yes.
Yes.
But sometimes, yes.
The only thing I feel like I've ever needed a dude for, and I will die on this hill, is to kill spiders because I hate spiders.
You're still killing spiders?
Well, when they come into my home.
Oh, see, I like actually like refuse. This is so off topic. I refuse to like kill a bug because I think it's like messy. I just like cover them up with a cup, slip a piece of paper, and like bring them outside. And I'm just like, hey, like don't come back.
You're a way better person than I am. I like have to call my dad.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, Dad, I don't know what to do. He lives in New Mexico. He lives states away.
He can't help you unless you are willing to wait like 6 hours.
Right.
All right, guys. So today we mentioned it's a holiday. It is February 7th. That means we are 16 days away until we can watch live spring training baseball games. Last Rocky to wear number 16, Austin wins. I don't know if we can really say we're Austin wins days away from spring training games. Also, Houston Street wore 16.
And it's also Houston Street, not from Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
Houston Street from the Rockies.
From the Rockies.
I always loved his name. And I like the way he spells it.
Yeah.
But it just always made me chuckle in my head because I'm a huge Friday Night Lights fan.
I have never watched it. I know that sounds so crazy.
But that's the name of like the main quarterback is Houston Street.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They call him Street.
What a great nickname.
I know. So I want to know how many times Houston Street's been asked about it.
Street?
Probably too many.
Listen, Houston Street, obviously you're watching the show as all former Rockies do. You guys can't get enough of it. Let me know in the comments if that's a nickname you got. We're 50 days away until MLB opening day. That's a tie block number of days.
We love tie block.
We love tie block. I love that tie block is just like still here.
I know.
Still around.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty lucky, though, that he's gotten to wear number 50 for the past couple of seasons because he's been DFA'd and, like, re-signed, like, so many different times.
So does no one just, like, not want the number 50, or is he just claimed it as his?
You know what? Next time we see him, I will ask, like, so, like, is that, like, just, like, a courtesy that they're, like...
Yeah, they're, like, we've moved you up so many times, so let's just keep your number the same.
Yeah. I mean, actually, like, that's just less work for...
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's why they're doing it.
I hope Time Lock's number gets retired.
It's the next number to get retired in Colorado.
I hope that's the next number to get retired. Number 50, Time Lock. He always stuck with us.
Oh, I cannot wait for that ceremony. I will be there, front row, cheering for Time Lock.
You know what I'm going to do later on tonight. I'm absolutely going to Photoshop
a
retired number up there.
Yeah. You went Photoshop.
Because I choose chaos. We're 58 days until the Rockies are back in Colorado for the home opener. That's Lucas Gilbert's number. Also, Jordan Pacheco, Albuquerque's own.
I know. I love that. What a great number 58 is.
58. Yeah. So 58 days from now, which is Friday, I've learned.
It's not the Thursday.
It's not Thursday.
I saw your show when that happened, and I was like, oh, no. Suze.
It was very humbling for me, a woman who thought I knew the days of the week.
But to be fair, I feel like opening day has been on a Thursday for the past like couple years.
It has been.
So like it makes sense why you would think it's a Thursday.
I just thought we were going back to Thursdays. The leap year is what threw me off.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm blaming. But obviously, who knows?
Yeah, yeah. I blame the leap year, too. I blame the leap year on everything.
Guys, real fast, we're going to get a little into some more Rockies news, maybe some more sports news. But first, we got to shout out our friends at Empire Today. You know the theme song because this is a brand that has been around for decades. You simply can't beat the best. With Empire Today, you can get that shop-at-home convenience and the right product for your needs, and you're going to get that with quick and professional installation and a price match guarantee. Empire Today is the best way to get new flooring. Of course, you're going to find a lot of copycats. No one does it like the original. But yeah, their philosophy is to help you find what you need, not to overwhelm you with all those choices. And they have a virtual floor designer too, so you can kind of get an idea of what any specific flooring could look like in your space. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but go to empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. And listen, it's circa sportsbook season. I feel like most of the people who work here are in Vegas staying at Circa right now.
I was going to say, everyone is in Vegas right now.
Literally everyone is in Vegas, including like most of our coworkers. It's so freaking quiet in here. They are having a very loud, fun time because it is Vegas's first adults only resort and casino. So like Ooh. You can't stay there if you've got like kids with you.
Yeah.
You got to be 21 or up.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Me too. Especially in Vegas.
Right. And also they've got Stadium Swim. That's open year round too. You don't have to worry about like pool season because Vegas does have a pool season. The really cool thing though, if you are not going out for the Super Bowl, you can enjoy all of the Super Bowl fun. Circa has Super Bowl squares going on. Everyone always loves doing squares. You don't always love the terrible numbers that you pull. They can be kind of random. But the cool thing about Circa, the way they're doing it, you can choose your square and choose which numbers you get. The minimum bet is $1.
Oh, wow.
The max payout you could get, $100,000.
How can you not do this then?
I mean, it's like crazy. Like, there's literally such a little risk.
Yeah.
I could just put a little dollar in.
Yeah.
And I could pick my numbers.
I love that you can pick your own numbers.
I do too.
Yeah, because you always get stuck with the crappy numbers.
Although, like, there was a Super Bowl where it was, like, at one of the places I used to work, and we, like, pulled all these numbers, and, like, I, like, pulled these random numbers, and I was like, wow, I'm fucked, and, like, I won the whole thing. It was amazing.
I love that.
I won, like, $400 because I won, like, the... Because I did, you know, it's by quarter, and so I won, like, the third quarter score and, like, the final score.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was, like, the... Was that the Rams... Who did they play? Was it the Patriots? It was, like, the year after the Eagles Super Bowl, so honestly, I was just, like...
Oh, the Rams and...
Was it Rams-Patriots?
No, I don't think it was the Patriots. Bucks? No, the Bucks won. I don't know.
Rams Super Bowl. Wow. I'm sure they are going to
love. You're a Rams fan. Don't come after us, please.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I'm looking it up. Hold on. Hold on. This, like,
that was, like, not that long ago. Lions. Nope.
No, it was the... Oh, my God. That was the Bengals. Stop it. It was the Bengals. Bengals. What was I thinking? I forgot that they actually did go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they... That's right.
Oh, they were like there. Such a long time ago. It was rare. They
it was
were there.
We got our first Taylor lyric of the show.
Let's reel it in and just like finish talking about Circa real fast. Download the Circa Sports app right now to do the squares or place any other bets you want to place. Download the Circa Sports app. Place your Circa Squares bet anywhere in Colorado. And for more information, hit up circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl because, like, what the heck else do we have going on in our lives right now? We've gotten so much Travis Kelce content from, like, our coworkers here at DNVR.
Which is so cool that...
Yeah.
I thought that was so neat. I saw like their videos. I'm like, oh my God, they are so.
They're,
like,
right,
they're
there.
Right there.
And like, he means so much to us now.
I know. I saw a little asterisk though, again, because I'm a Chiefs fan. I mean, I'm a Chiefs hater.
Yes.
So like, wow. Travis Kelce away from the Chiefs is fine. But Travis Kelce this week is like dead to me.
Yes.
But like, I could respect the guy.
And I respect him being dead to you this week.
Thank you.
Zach Stevens had taken a video of Travis talking about Taylor's album and how he was like so proud of her. And I was like, wait, really? The thing that we should be talking about is Travis Kelce, like the king himbo right now, kept a secret, like a really big secret.
Do you think that she told him?
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah.
That's a huge secret to keep.
I know. But it's like also like you can't like keep that from the person you're dating.
Imagine like him sitting watching the Grammys on Sunday, right? And the rest of us are sitting there watching Taylor win her 13th award.
And he we're just
like,
knows.
Oh my gosh, like something gonna happen. And he just knows. Like the guy just knows.
He just knows. I thought that was hilarious. RK, I think this might have happened actually earlier today. RK asked Travis Kelce about Coach Prime.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, yeah, next year CU undefeated.
Which is funny because CU plays Travis Kelce's alma mater next year.
He sees he just sees how it's all going to go down.
So he's like, nope, Buffs all the way. Okay, I guess that's one point for Travis Kelce in the positive note.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm actually worried about how Taylor Swift is going to get to the Super Bowl mm-hmm. because, like, obviously we know she's got that 13-hour flight from Tokyo to Las Vegas, which is totally doable in her private jet.
Right.
But apparently the airport where all the private jets land is filling up a little too much.
Oh, no.
So it's getting a little crowded there. If you've ever been to the famous Welcome to Las Vegas sign, that's exactly where that airport is for the private jets. So the air tastes horrible.
Yeah.
I can't smell it because I don't have a sense of smell personally. Yeah. I think it is like a really strong smell, but like I can taste it in my mouth and I'm like, oh, this is awful.
Be glad you don't have a sense of smell when you're in Vegas, because when you walk the strip, God knows what the heck you're smelling.
God knows.
This strip, anything.
This trip seems like so chaotic right now. Oh, let's look at some of the comments. Wow, Snowwolf, Rockies don't even deserve a show. Thank you. Wow, that was so nice and constructive of you. It kind of sounds like you hate women. I don't know. To me. We had Nathan May in the chat, by the way, because he shouted out Alyssa Nakin and Rachel Balkovic.
Aw.
And those are two good ones.
Those are good ones.
Also, Rachel now in the Marlins organization, I think. I think she made a jump.
I think so.
I love that. And I freaking love that. Who else do we have in the comments? Hello, Justin Burgers. Great to see you. Excuse me. We were drinking champagne, by the way. We were going to do limoncello spritzes, and we just couldn't. Also, shout out to everyone in the chat who is telling Snowwolf that they're rude as hell.
You guys are the real MVPs.
You guys are. Like, I see you. I salute you. Thank you, Corliss. Thank you, Alexander Brown. Sergio was in the chat to let us know that it was the Bengals at that Super Bowl.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was like, is it the Patriots? Who freaking knows?
I mean, the Patriots was a good guess because the Patriots are always in
it. At that time, they were in a lot of Super Bowls.
I know.
Kind of like the Chiefs right now. Who was in any of these Super Bowls in the past couple of years? Probably the Chiefs.
Probably the Chiefs.
Any given year, probably.
There's a Broncos anniversary today.
What is it?
It is the 8-year anniversary of their last Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 50. 8 years today. The Broncos won Super Bowl 50.
Oh, my gosh. You are right. Wow.
I know. That's also,
I'll never forget. Super Bowl used to be so early.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'll never forget the Super Bowl because the next days when I got my job offer to come move out to Denver.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, the Super Bowl means, like, super special to me. So I'm like, oh, I've been here for 8 years already?
Oh, my gosh. So you're telling me you, a lifelong Broncos fan, got to watch the Broncos win a Super Bowl and then the next day got a job offer that brought you up here.
Correct.
I am telling you, like, when your team wins a Super Bowl, your life changes.
It does.
Because I got my really great job offer right after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my. See?
It, like, really is. Like, and that anniversary was February 4th, so just over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I, like, looked at my boyfriend and I was like, today's a really important anniversary for me. Like, it's basically my second birthday. And he thinks I'm insane, so...
That's so
funny. No one else gets it, but like if you were there, you get it.
It's also a little depressing though that it's been 8 years since the Broncos won a Super Bowl, which I can't complain about because 8 years is like nothing compared to like the Lions and like
you
other
could be
teams.
A Panthers fan,
right? Exactly.
Tiff, you're a Panthers fan?
I was.
Oh. Oh. You're like, fuck that, I'm doing hockey now. Yeah.
Exactly. And then my team won, and I got a job offer.
Yes.
You know, it's just favorite team. It's
we
not
just
football.
Need our teams to continue winning for our lives to be better.
I think the Broncos, I think the 8-year Super Bowl drought for the Broncos wouldn't feel as bad if like the Broncos gave us a little hope.
Right.
It's been tough.
It's been super tough.
It's been some tough years.
Yeah, it's been a rough 8 years.
It really has been. All right, we were talking about Taylor Swift. Let's talk a little bit more about the Grammys. This is kind of relevant to the Rockies because we got to hear Billy Joel's new song.
Yep.
So when he was like promoting this song, like his team was describing it as a classic Billy Joel style tune. That is a direct quote from his people.
I think that's so funny.
And that's like also exactly what it was.
It was.
I was like, yeah, this sounds like if AI wrote a Billy Joel song. Just like hits all the key points.
And it wasn't bad. It was a Billy Joel song. It was just like, it just sounds like all the other songs that you've done.
I was like, I didn't need another one.
No, I truly didn't.
Although I will say, like, I kind of appreciate that he stuck to his original style because like sometimes like artists will be like, oh, we put out some new music and you're just like, I don't know what this is, but this is not what I wanted from you.
Right.
So like, I guess I can respect that.
Yeah. And plus he knows his fan base. Like his fan base has been around for like how long and like they obviously love what he does.
Yeah.
So he's not making it for me and you.
No, he does not give a shit about us. It's so funny. So like, I think he was saying like, oh, he never thought he would write more songs, never thought he would go on tour again. This is like my theory. I'm wondering if he's going back on tour because he got married again and had two more kids.
And he just needs to get out of the house.
Well, I was just thinking like the kids need more inheritance money now that it has to be split up amongst more of them.
But I didn't realize that he had this many kids with different ladies.
You know what? I know his oldest daughter, Alexa, is the daughter he had with Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing though. So like there's Alexa. Alexa's like 38.
Okay.
His new wife is 41. My mom and I were like talking about this, like during the Grammys, we were texting back and forth because like my mom hates Billy Joel. My mom hates Billy Joel. Cause she's like, he's just an overrated lounge singer. I'm like, well, like,
I love your mom.
I mean, you're not wrong.
She's not.
I think some of his songs slap, I'm not gonna lie, right. But like he do be a lounge singer.
Yeah, like you could walk into like a nice hotel and see Billy Joel sitting at a piano and you'd be like, oh, this makes total sense. So I get where she's coming from.
Yeah, I get it. Obviously my mom is like team Christie Brinkley in that divorce.
You don't say.
But I was like looking up like some of the receipts when Billy Joel married his newest wife, who was named Alexis.
Okay.
Awfully close to Alexa, his daughter. I know. And they're also around the same age. I feel like, so Christie Brinkley like issued her congratulations right after the surprise wedding. And she said, congratulations to the glowing bride and groom and to my daughter, Alexa, who has a wonderful friend in Alexis.
I strive to be this petty in life. Oh my gosh.
I mean, Christie Brinkley seems really nice, but like, I wonder if she's just like, you know, making fun of Billy Joel for making an so ass funny. Of himself.
That's so funny. So yeah, maybe he is going back on tour to get money for the rest of the kids.
His two daughters are so young. They're like little.
Oh yeah.
They're so cute though. They do be looking just like him though. Like they look like his kids. His genes are strong because like Alexa looks so much like him too.
There's no denying that they are his children.
No paternity test needed. How do we even, N8 Van?
Oh, that's Nate.
Nate. Oh my gosh, you're Nate. Your friend Nate.
My Nate.
Your friend Nate.
I'll claim him.
Wow, I was like, how do I read this? I've never been online. He said he wasn't going to make new music until people stopped going to his shows. Huh.
Well, he's like touring stadiums. Like Coors Field is not small. He's not doing like Ball Arena.
You gotta like really like draw on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, I love the comments. Ragnar, Panthers don't have fans. Tiff chimes in. She's like, they had one. 8 years ago, specifically.
And then she walked away.
Oh, man. This is, you know what? We're having such a fun, chill, baseball-adjacent show. But yeah, long story short, we're talking about Billy Joel because that is like the music we can expect at Coors Field very soon. You know what else we can catch at Coors Field? Did you know that they also play baseball?
They do?
There's a whole team that does it.
What? This is brand new information.
Brand new information. No, the Rockies are okay. Constantly catching strays. Maybe caught a little bit of praise. I didn't see what they were talking about on MLB Network earlier today in terms of the Rockies, but I think you saw it because I saw you tweeting about it.
Yeah, so they talked about Nolan Jones. Nolan Jones came in at number 87 in the top 100 MLB players, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tons of praise for him. They were just talking about how his numbers, I think he had 20 home runs last season. And they're like, that looks low, but like that's not, like expect a bigger like pizzazz and a bigger pow from Nolan Jones this year. So they had so many incredible things to say about him. The only thing that drove me crazy is on the graphic where they showed us like where he was sitting is they named him as a right fielder and not a left fielder.
Huh.
And he's played both. I think I looked up and he played like maybe 30 games in right field. So like, it's not like he didn't play right field. He's primarily left field.
We just like, I mean, we definitely consider him like our left fielder.
Yeah, exactly. But they had tons of amazing things to say about him. And they said to expect a great year, which made me laugh because I was like, well, duh. Like we've been saying.
Yeah. That was it. He did it. 20 home runs, 20 steals, 19 outfield assists. So close to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2019 still really freaking good.
Yeah. So good.
We can't stress this enough too. His first year as an outfielder. Never done it before.
Which is wild to me. It blows my mind every time I see him play. Yeah. And I'm like, how the heck did this guy never play?
How did he learn how to do this?
And he's playing at our outfields.
Yeah.
Like, our outfield is huge.
There's no bigger outfield.
There's no bigger outfield than the MLB.
Does the stadium in Mexico City have a bigger outfield? I don't know the answer.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, we need the dimensions of that stadium because I'm curious because obviously Mexico City like about a mile and a half high,
right?
So it's a mega course. It's going to be a mega course situation when the Rockies face the Astros.
Is that why they picked the Rockies to play?
Well, because but also last year it was Padres Giants. And like everyone was just complaining. They're like, oh my God, but like my pitching, it's going to be terrible.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, Rockies deal with this every day.
Yeah.
Every homestand going up and down.
Come play here.
Yeah. No, I just had no sympathy at all whatsoever. The Rockies were catching some strays today. One of my favorite accounts though, Codify Baseball, they, are always putting out some really cool stats. I didn't like this one. So they did a chart of, projected runs allowed per each game in the 2024 season. You know, this is via FanGraphs data.
Uh-huh.
Mariners, they are at the top of this list, projected to allow 4.28 runs per game. You'll never guess where the Rockies are.
Where are they?
They're the worst one.
No.
Yeah, that like pisses me off too, okay?
Yeah.
So the Rockies are in last place in this projection, projected to allow 5.8 runs a game. And to be fair, I mean, anyone who plays at Coors Field probably giving up a little more runs than maybe they expect.
Right.
But come on.
But 5.8, that seems stupid high.
It just seems really high. Then again, I mean, like the difference between like the best one, 4.3 basically, and the Rockies 5.8, like kind of a small margin.
Do they take into account like the infield like defense? Because our infield defense is incredible.
Yeah. And the outfield defense is going to be like, mwah, chef's kiss.
Exactly. So, like, this 5.8, there's no way.
You're telling me the Rockies are going to allow more runs every single day than the A's?
I know.
It's got to just be all... I think they took elevation a little too much into account. That's my opinion. But, like, it's another day, another stray that the Rockies are catching.
Yeah. Every day, I feel like if I'm not defending the Rockies against where they are and their elevation, like, I'm not living.
It's like a battle. I feel like I'm at war.
The Great War.
Some cool news today in the Rockies minor league world. Bobby Beauchamp, who was most recently working in Albuquerque, he was introduced today as the Yard Goats' new manager.
Yay!
Love it. They, of course, always make a really big deal about anything happening. But yeah. I love Bobby Beauchamp. I think he's so funny. Yeah. I had the chance to just like sit down and like chat with him for a while in the Isotopes dugout. Great dude, great baseball guy. Yep. I'm super excited that he gets to live in Hartford.
I know, I'm excited too. Yeah. I'm glad that he stayed in the affiliates.
Yeah.
And like he's still with the Rockies.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's going to be a good fit.
It's going to be such a good fit.
Yeah.
He was using the Stu Cole ground ball machine down in Albuquerque.
I love Stu Cole.
I love Stu Cole.
What a gem.
I have no idea where he is right now.
Well, he was with the Isotopes last year.
No, he was nowhere.
Oh,
last
so he
year.
Didn't even do anything.
I don't know what
did
he was.
Did he retire?
I don't know what Stu Cole's up to, but man, I missed him.
Oh, you're my boy, Stu.
Every day when you would like see him at Coors Field, I'd be like, Stu Cole, how you doing? He'd be like, I'm blessed and I can't complain. Oh,
he always looks so happy.
He is so happy. I was like, man, I can't complain. I can't relate to that.
So many complaints. Where do I start?
So many complaints. but yeah, Bobby Meacham managing the Yard Goats is not one of those complaints.
That zero complaints
is for sure. No complaints about our friends at Circle K, because first of all, you can text them and get a free Polar Pop, which is just like a big old soda.
I love that.
Who doesn't love a soda? We're drinking soda again. The world's ending. Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Soda's for everybody.
Just drink a soda. You know you like it. Circle K. They have this thing called the Inner Circle. It is totally free to be a member. Use the QR code on this YouTube show. Or click the link in the description of this podcast. But all you need is an email address and a phone number. I know you have both of those. That's all you need to be fully enrolled. After that, you'll just like type in your phone number whenever you're like getting gas or getting something from the store. Your first five fill-ups when you join the Inner Circle, 25 cents off a gallon.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, especially if you got a big tank.
There's in this economy?
There's a lot of forerunners out there.
Yeah, my truck would love that.
Yes. So join the Inner Circle. You're going to save on your fill-ups. Your first five Polar Pops are free. And then you'll get free items for like every sixth that you buy. So like if you're popping in and getting pizzas, or like because they've got pizza slices, popping in and getting something from the roller grill, or like beverages or donuts, like every sixth one of those, you're going to get for free.
Which, that's a really good deal.
Yeah. I mean, especially too, like I'm always eating gas station food because I'm always either running late for something or in a rush.
Yeah.
Usually both. But here's what you're going to do. Sign up again with the QR code or the link in the description. And this is what you're going to text to get some free Polar Pop. You can text DNVR, like Denver, but without the vowels, like the show that you're watching. Text DNVR to 31310. And you can get a free Polar Pop, any size. Again, DNVR 31310. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic reoccurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com.
Love it.
Yes. Let's also mention our friends at Breck Brew, the OG beer of DNVR, the official craft beer of what we're doing here. We love Breck Brew, and we do have a beer of the month. Huge news. Avalanche Ale.
Yes. That one's really good.
I love Avalanche Ale. It's like definitely, always a solid one. And listen, if you don't want an Avalanche Ale today, Breck Brew has a beer for any occasion. There's no better way to watch a game than having an ice cold Breck Brew in your hand. And they've been making this in Colorado for decades. Don't forget about the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Funslinger, and the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Whichever one you're looking for, go to breckbrew.com. Use the beer locator to find a brew near you.
I don't think there's a Breck Brew I don't like.
Right?
I love Funslinger. I love the Broncos one.
I love Funslinger. Yeah, the Broncos one's so good. Obviously, like, we went nuts for the Mile High City Golden Ale, like, release party.
That was such a fun party, though.
There's still, I can still see the tape right over there.
Because we built a tower of empty beer cans.
Yes. And, like, we did not have permission to do that also.
But we did it. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I mean, sometimes. I never got in trouble.
See?
And no, I think, like, Breck actually really liked it.
See? So it worked out really well.
We love when things work out well. What do we have in the chat? Renee Salazar.
I know her.
Is that your sister?
That's my sister. She has the day off today.
Amazing. Okay, so she says, Dad says it's the elevation. What's the elevation?
We've
been talking about the elevation a lot. Are you talking about the Rockies' placement in that list?
Okay, first of all, he's a Dodgers fan, so. No, it's not the elevation, and I will die on this hill every day.
Oh my gosh. A Wappleganger in the chat. Hello, I just came here to say Dua Lipa, thank you, goodbye. I don't hate women.
Dua Lipa is a nice woman.
She is an Albanian woman.
And I love that every time I see her, I don't know who she is because she changes her hair.
She does change her hair a lot.
I'm like, who is this woman?
Oh my gosh.
I love Dua Lipa.
Anytime Dua Lipa pops up on TV, I'm just like, she's Albanian. Because there's like no Albanians.
There's not. No, that's a great fact.
There's like very few famous Albanians. There's Dua Lipa. We got Rita Ora. We got Bibi Rexha. Quentin Tarantino, I think, is like half Albanian.
Yeah. But all these women.
The daughter in the George Lopez show is Albanian.
No way.
Yes.
I love that show.
I know.
She's not Spanish.
She ain't Mexican.
What?
She's Albanian.
I feel like my life is a lie.
It was a huge deal when I was a kid. Because, like, obviously, like, grew up going to the Albanian Orthodox Church. And they'd be like, the daughter.
They're so proud.
Like, so excited. Any Albanian. We're just like, yeah. Well, we have to. Because, like, the Albanians are, like, the villains in so many movies. Like, the Taken movies. When I sat down and watched Taken when that came out and they were like, these Albanian terrorists. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I have to sit through all this now.
How rude.
I was so mad.
I haven't seen those movies in so long.
I didn't see the second one.
Oh, there's more?
I think there's like three of them. There could be more than
Didn't
three of them.
Didn't he find his daughter and like, that's the end?
Exactly. I'd be like, the second time, I'd be like, okay, you got to keep better tabs on your daughter.
No kidding. Like,
you got to stop letting her leave the house.
Stop going across the sea.
She's got to stop going on her little like European trips. Or wherever the fuck she is in the next movie. Yeah, there's like more than one Taken movie. It doesn't make any sense.
That makes zero sense.
But they lost me. They lost me like 10 minutes into the first one.
That's fair.
They a good reason. Freaking lost me. The Dodgers did not lose Clayton Kershaw.
Who is shocked?
You were not shocked.
I was not shocked. Sure. I was not shocked at all. If he would have signed with anybody else, or like if had the opportunity, okay, if the Dodgers didn't give him an opportunity to sign, I feel like he would have just called it a career.
I really think so.
I do not see him playing for any other team except the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Also, he's so old now. How could he move?
Right. And not only that, but like, where's he going to fit in the rotation? Like, they have a pretty heavy rotation.
I mean, obviously the Rockies have some room and are pretty light rotation right now.
Yeah, come on over, Clayton.
That would be, he would never.
Oh, he would never.
He would absolutely never.
But imagine.
I'm also wondering why they didn't extend him like before last season or like during last season. I know like guys don't like to do that stuff like during the season because it can definitely be a distraction. Mm-hmm. Even like your agent's doing it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
So, like, I mean, but, you know, then again, like, I don't live that life. So, like, I don't know how mm-hmm. much of a distraction it is or isn't. Obviously, a lot of guys feel different ways about it because everyone is their own unique person.
My favorite thing about the Clayton Kershaw thing is my friend Shane, who's my best friend from New Mexico, who's another huge Dodgers fan.
Weird.
I have too many Dodgers fans in my life.
It's fun. New Mexico is just like a neutral territory? Like anything you want to be a fan of?
You just
like,
hold on to it. But Shane was telling me how he cannot wait for October when Dave Roberts puts Clayton Kershaw to pitch the first game of like the NLDS and then he sucks and then puts Ohtani and then puts Kershaw in again in like the third or fourth game. But she's a huge Dodgers fan. Like he is, but like it just made me laugh so hard because like, I wonder if that's all Dodgers fans are thinking is like, we love Clayton. He's obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite pitcher, but like,
and also a great character on New Girl. So such a great character on New Girl.
Such a great character on New Girl. One of the best.
You talking about New Girl? I love New Girl.
Yeah. And that was the episode where Prince was on it, too. And why was Clayton Kershaw the best one on that episode?
He's so good. Clayton Kershaw. He was so effortless. Also, like, he was so young back then.
So young.
He's such a young pitcher.
And he had, like, a cute, like, little chubby face.
Oh, he still had the baby face. He still had that, like, collagen that you don't get to retain after 30.
Yeah. I love Clayton Kershaw.
I think the first weekend that I ever came to Coors Field, it was for a Dodgers series, and the flight that I was on from Connecticut, there were these people wearing like all this Dodgers gear.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they saw me wearing Rockies gear. They were like, oh, are you going out to some games? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, we're going to Friday's game. We really hope Clayton Kershaw's pitching, but like, we think it might end up being Saturday.
Yeah.
And like it was.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about when the Dodgers come into town is I look at, because I follow the Dodgers closely because my dad.
Have no choice, unfortunately.
I don't. But I also super love my dad, so it works out.
Yeah.
But I've watched like the rotation and see like, okay, and I figure out what game I'm going to go to in the Dodgers series. And I never miss a Clayton Kershaw game because you never know. And it's your last time you get to see like Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I know he's a division rival, but he's a living legend in this game right now. So
he is. And he's a hard guy to hate.
You have to respect him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. All right, another guy that you gotta respect, unfortunately, Jose Altuve. I don't know. Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros, maybe you've heard of him. He's, quote, an Astro for life after signing a 5-year extension. I feel like a 5-year extension is like a little dramatic to be like, oh, he's an Astro for life, but he has been around for a long time.
Which blows my mind.
This is the thing that I didn't even realize. This was in there was an MLB.com story about this, but apparently at winter meetings, you know, they were talking to team owner Jim Crane about this, and he was like, yeah, Altuve was here when I got here in 2011. So, like, we're the only two guys who have been here for that long.
That's insane. He's also one of four players in the MLB that's still with, like, the same team.
Mm-hmm.
We have one.
We do have one.
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie Blackman.
Charlie Blackman.
We know you're watching.
He never misses a show.
I hope the girls are okay. I hope you guys are having a really good off season. I hope you're still wearing your friendship bracelets.
And your name tag. Ah! His name tag at Rockies Fest is my favorite thing.
He's so unserious.
I absolutely adore Charlie Blackman.
I'm like, he is the most recognizable Rocky, like maybe of all time.
Yes.
Because he has such a distinct look. But yeah, let's slap a name tag on.
Yeah, he's like, this is my name. And I was like, I'm glad he did it because I wouldn't have known.
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's, again, so deeply unserious. Julia Morales posted this, but apparently Houston's mayor announced that February 7th is Jose Altuve Day. So not only is, you know, he existing as a cheater, but he also now
has a trash can. I did it.
He has a holiday in the city of Houston.
That's insane. Insane to me a little bit. Like, okay, they won a World Series. He's a great like figure in Houston, but like they gave him a national holiday on the day that he re-signed with the team.
Yes,
like that.
Well, just not a national, just a city holiday. Not a national holiday.
Still,
you know what? Here's the thing. Here's like how I like to look at it. Because when I was watching that World Series in 2017, that was right after that awful, devastating hurricane had ripped through Houston.
That's true.
So it was like a really difficult time for the people of Houston, and they were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to cheat so we can win this World Series for our city. I'm like, okay, yeah, the mayor can give you a holiday for sticking around.
Yeah.
The person who now gets like, you know, roasted pretty hard every time anyone talks about him.
I do love him though, because he's like my height.
You're like, if he can do it, I can do it.
If he can do it, I can do it. So when he stands next to like these tall like baseball dudes, I'm like, can relate.
I just like love like the pictures of whenever he's standing next to Aaron Judge because it like looks like those like optical illusion rooms.
Like it's fake.
It's
not fake.
It's so real. It is so unfortunately real. Mariners fans aren't thrilled. So Lookout Landing, which is the purple row of the Mariners, they were like, oh, our favorite little pest is here to terrorize Mariners fans for a while longer.
Ooh.
It's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Little pest. He do be like that.
He is, and he is little.
Squish him like a little bug. Oh my goodness. Oh, you know what? We have been like, oh my gosh, we've been like at this show for a whole 50 minutes. We're going to move on. Let's talk about who is still on the market right now. Cause there are still some
big
surprisingly
names.
Big names that I kind of can't believe haven't been snagged. Mm-hmm. The first one is Blake Snell.
And how is he still available?
Like, there's no one who's running a baseball team who's like, we don't need a Blake Snell.
We need a Blake Snell.
We do. We can't afford. We can't afford a Blake Snell. I don't think a Blake Snell. But I think if the Rockies were like Blake Snell, he'd be like, pass.
Yeah, he probably would.
I don't know. It's tough. It's just tough for pitchers to pitch at elevation.
That one is my most surprising. Is that he has not been signed yet?
Yeah, very very strange. And again, spring training, 16 days away, and right. He don't have a job.
He's gonna be a dad.
Oh, is he actually?
He is.
Oh my gosh. You know, I only keep up with like the happenings of like the Rockies.
Yeah. No,
oh, any little Rockies drama, gossip.
Right.
I know about. I did not know that Blake Snell was expecting a child.
He is. He's going to be a dad this baseball season sometimes, like June or July.
He's not even showing. It's incredible.
He looks great.
He looks amazing. Cody Bellinger. Looks the same. Bellinger. Cody Bellinger, a 28-year-old with a 5.9 WAR, is still on the market. Cubs fans every day are having a meltdown on Twitter
they
over this.
They are freaking out.
They're not okay.
Which I don't like necessarily mind. But that's another one. It's like, what is keeping the Cubs from signing him? Mm-hmm. Because he's going to be a Cub.
I mean, he's still... the Cubs are definitely considered the favorites to... still land Cody Bellinger.
Right.
But like, again, like, what are we doing here?
What? 16 days away from spring training, people. Like, let's get a move on.
Oh my gosh. Jordan Montgomery, a World Series winner who is still looking for a job. He's actually been most recently linked to the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad pickup for them.
Yeah. Matt Chapman, one of the best third basemen in the game right now. He's no Ryan McMahon, but he'll do.
No Ryan McMahon.
31 years old, 7.6 WAR.
How is he still available? Like, these are big names.
Yeah.
With good stats.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Not a free agent, but still hasn't been traded. Dylan Cease. We've kind of been waiting for Dylan Cease to be, like, traded to a more solid contender, yet he is still a Chicago White Sox player.
Yep. Still hanging around.
Still hanging around. Tim Anderson.
I was gonna
also
say,
still on the market.
Speaking of White Sox players, Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson, who lost a fist fight to Jose Ramirez.
That was one of the best moments in baseball last year. I don't care what you say.
And it was all about Cleveland.
And it was all about Cleveland
won the fist fight.
I think we were here at the bar when it happened.
We were, weren't we? Wait, what other sporting event was happening that night? Because we were watching a couple different things at the bar. UFC. Wait, there was that big UFC
fight.
That's
what it was. It was a UFC fight.
It was a big night of UFC.
Don't ask us who was fighting. We don't know.
Because I couldn't name a UFC fighter, like, if you put a gun to my head, unfortunately. Wow, so violent. But, yeah, speaking of violence, though, I feel like we were saying this that night, like, the fist fight between Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez, like, made us want to watch more fights.
It did. So then we stayed and we watched the UFC fight, which didn't compare.
It just wasn't as good.
It wasn't as good.
It was kind of gross. Like, yeah. They get really bloody.
Yeah, no. But I prefer the Tim Anderson fighting on the field fight than anything.
But listen, no one's got, like, better French braids than a female UFC fighter.
I know. It gives me a headache looking at them, though.
I know, but, like, they looked, like, flawless.
They did.
But you got to be keeping your hair out of your face. It's function, not fashion.
True.
Joey Votto is still on the market. 40 years old, negative 0.8.
Joey Votto, who's one of the best Instagram follows you will ever have. If you're not following him on Instagram, please do.
He's, like, going around and taking pictures with all the hockey mascots.
I know.
And Gritty didn't recognize him, so he was just kind of like, no.
Yeah, and he got mad.
So now Joey Votto's beefing with Gritty.
Of all people.
The most unhinged, unstable mascot of all time.
That's the 2024 fight of the year.
Yeah. Oh, Janet, great point. Are not most of these players Boris clients? Harper signed really late with the Phillies. These will be last minute or short term. Good point. Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head who represents every single one of those players that we just talked about, but
yeah, that is a good point. Because like Tommy Pham is on this list, who probably doesn't want to play with Jock on the Diamondbacks. So he's like,
stop. It like is so funny to me that Tommy Pham was on this most recent Diamondbacks team and they haven't like re-signed him or anything, but they did sign his nemesis.
I know. And like, I love Jock. I'm a big Jock fan. He's not that great.
No.
He's slow.
Yeah.
He's not that great at batting. Like, and I promise, I love Jock Peterson. He was my favorite Giants player last year.
He was a Giants player last year.
But, like, I don't understand why you pick Jock over Tommy Pham. But I'm not a... I don't know. What do I don't know?
We don't know. What do we know?
What do we know?
What do we know? We only are women in sports.
Yeah.
Anyway, some other surprising names. I'm not surprised Eric Hosmer is still on the market. He's 34. He has a super gorgeous wife, has a new baby.
Yeah.
Has been DFA'd by so many teams recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not surprised. He's probably just chilling.
JD Martinez?
Who wouldn't want a JD Martinez?
I love JD Martinez.
Yeah.
He's great.
Works hard. Can mash.
Yeah.
What's not to love? What Rockies when?
When? Rockies when?
When? You know what? I've always loved Jackie Bradley Jr., but also like lived in New England for a long time. But he's a cool dude. I like Jackie Bradley Jr. Do the numbers like him? I don't know. Yeah. He's 34. A negative 0.9 WAR. So definitely, you know, not at his prime right now.
Right.
A lot of former Rockies still on the market. Mike Moustakas, Randall Grichuk, CJ Krohn.
CJ Krohn is one of those guys you want on your team. One, because he's such a funny guy.
Yeah.
And so two, like,
quietly funny.
He is.
Yeah.
And I feel like when he was with the Rockies, he had like his best moments when you didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best. I low-key wanted the Brewers to get him because the Brewers needed a first baseman for a while.
No, they did get a great first baseman.
They got a great first baseman. Like, they're fine now, but I was like, CJ Krohn.
Yeah, no, they got Reese Hoskins. Reese Hoskins is a kind of a steal.
A huge steal.
Huge steal. Huge, huge
Kiki
steal.
Kiki Hernandez, I did not realize that he was a free agent.
He was so happy to come back to the Dodgers last year.
Yeah.
That's the whole story.
And they didn't re-sign him. I had no idea. Because I like a Kiki.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah, he's a good one too.
Oh, man. All right. Listen, we're at 59 minutes in. Let's ramp up this little show. Our next show is on Friday at 6, right before Nuggets pregame. Kale is going to be producing. I know. Woo-hoo. You're missing it. Yeah. What are we doing this weekend?
What are we doing?
Are we going to karaoke?
I was going to say, you gave out the idea of karaoke the other day, and now I can't get it out of my head.
I think we're overdue for a Whispers on Havana night.
Yeah, and we haven't gone this year.
We haven't gone all year.
All year. So I definitely feel like karaoke is like in our weekend plans.
I think this is definitely something that we're going to make happen. You'll find out if it happens on Monday, but
yeah.
Friday we're going to have a show. Kale's going to be back. We're going to talk about some of those top 100 prospect lists.
Oh, cool.
Obviously there's a lot of them that come out, but I had the opportunity to talk to a person who makes one of those lists.
Ooh.
And got some answers about which Rockies, like why the Rockies were on those lists are on them, who barely made the cut, where is Zach Veen on these lists? We've got answers.
Oh, and that's gonna be so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Shout out to ESPN for hooking it up. But we're gonna talk about those top 100 prospect lists. But Steph, where can we follow you on social media for all of your fantastic sports takes?
For all my good takes?
Yes.
You could follow me at StephSal_24 on all platforms.
On all platforms.
I know.
Tiff, where can we follow you on all platforms?
I am at Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on all platforms.
Yay, Tiff!
And you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. But guys, do make sure you are keeping it tuned in to DNVR underscore Rockies on Twitter for all of the latest breaking Rockies news and gossip and dinger memes that I make.
Dinger memes are the best.
I'm an unwell person. But Steph, you know what I love to say about closing out a show?
What?
I say, that's baseball.
That's baseball.
And that is the show. Thanks to Steph. Thanks to Tiffany. And we will talk to you guys on Friday.
Bye.
We all silly like the mayor.